Why, hello, everybody.
Yay! Holy crap.
How are we doing?
Still alive, still alive. Mm-hmm. It has been a long time. It's been a long time. I guess, honestly, a year, let's say, for sure.
Roughly about a year. Yeah, actually, I think it's less than a year. Well, for those of you that don't remember, I'm Eric.
Oh, yeah, I'm Jason.
And I'm Chris, is that right?
Maybe you're Chris. I'm not 100% certain that you are Chris. I don't know if either of you are who you're saying you are. For all I know, you guys are skinwalkers. That's all I can say.
Oh, well, that's a given.
Yeah, that's a given. Oh, man. Welcome back in for cutscene, everybody. We've been gone, as Jason said, for almost a year. Or a year. I don't remember exactly when we ended it. Was it actually, is it more than a year? Did we end it on December 31st?
Yeah, we haven't been on for like, I don't think we all came on at all for 2024. Yeah. So yeah. We've been gone for over a year for sure. And I know that everyone's been like absolutely desperate for to animes. And we've
all
been
the animes.
We've been sorely missed. I know. And so, yeah, definitely. First of all, sorry. Like we did not mean to. This wasn't planned at all. Like we knew that we were going to do a little bit of a hiatus, you know, just because what you normally do around the holidays, and we just ended up shit hitting the fan everywhere. I mean, if you guys want to know the full scoop, you can listen to our I Beat It First podcast. We did put out a new episode of that a couple weeks ago. Please, by all means, check out the I Beat It First podcast to get kind of like the full scoop. But the big long in front of it all is that we all kind of moved, like literally physically moved. You know, Chris moved, Eric moved, I moved across the entire country. I now am in Oregon, where I used to be in Arizona. So we've gone through some massive changes, and I don't think we planned any of that into this podcast whatsoever.
You planned it. You'd been planning Oregon for fucking.
Well, I've been planning the move, but I mean, like, we didn't know we're gonna move like when we did. Like,
yeah, no, we didn't know it was going to be one person is like in constant, like, we got to get ready to like move at any moment's notice, basically. And then another person would have to move, and then another person would have to move. So it's just been 2024 was a year. And yeah, with everything that's happening in 2025, I think now more than ever, we need to animes.
Yes, I think now is a better time for us to bring back to animes. We need that joy back in our lives a little bit more than ever before. I agree. Yeah. And I think, though, that
like
doesn't go
COVID
without
all
saying,
over again.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Almost is worse.
Yeah.
Because now people are just choosing to be dicks. I don't know. Yeah. It's just. It's fun. It's fun. Let's watch anime instead. However, I think that we need to talk about that. We need to make some changes to the podcast in general.
Yep.
One of the big ones is that I think we're going to move this to a monthly format. Eric, you want to fill us in a little bit on this?
Yeah. So just like I Beat It First, we're going to be alternating between 2 weeks, but it's only going to be a month for each podcast. So right now you're listening to this, and then in a month, you're going to have an entire anime to have watched so that you can come back and discuss with us, because that's what we're going to do now. We figured we don't want to, you know, have a 12-episode anime stretch out between 3 months, because we've done that and we've completely forgotten what happened in the first 4 episodes before.
Yeah. I
don't so even we definitely it. Don't need that happening again. So we're going to do an anime. We're going to pick it. We're going to watch it over the course of that month, and then we're going to come back and yell at whomever it was that picked it.
So, I mean, like, I think you said a great thing there, Eric, where, you know, we're going to get back into the same old rhythm and format, but instead of doing 3 and 4 episode bursts, we're going to do 12 episode bursts. So that doesn't mean that we can't do 24 full season animes or anything like that, just that we're going to try to keep it to 12 episodes per month.
Yep.
And that'll cover obviously most anime that we do here on this fantastic podcast for all of our fun.
Yeah, and anybody that listened to the I Beat It First podcast and knows now that it's just Jason and I doing it, we have proof of life.
Yeah, Chris is still here.
Chris is here. Chris is sticking on with cutscene.
Yep,
he's going to be watching all the animes with us. The worst part about it is that we kept the one guy that hamstrings us the most on which animes we can watch because he sits there and watches all of them. So we have to sit there with a list of like six whenever we're doing it. We're like, Chris, have you seen this one? Yeah. Have you seen this one? Yeah. Did you watch this one? Well, I got like six episodes through. I'm like, okay, well, that's not going to work. What about this one? No, I haven't watched that one yet. Okay, don't watch it.
What is that one? I have to look that one up.
No, don't. Don't you fucking dare.
Don't you do it. Don't you do it, Eric or Chris. Whoever's doing it. I don't know who you people are anymore. I haven't seen you for a year.
Well, that's a lie, but so. Yeah, so we're gonna go through the entire fucking anime in one podcast. And I think that realistically, like that'll probably feel a little bit better because we had really gone from like deep nitty gritty in the anime to doing like short cursory, like just talks about it, things that pissed us off and things like that. And four episodes or three episodes, you know, that we would watch, that would be like a 40-minute podcast, if that. So this, we're hoping that we're going to be able to get to the same as with the IB to First podcast. We'll have hour-long episodes. We're going to definitely try to keep it below an hour. Jason's going to be like the monitor watching this and being like, okay, we need to start moving.
Emphasis on try for sure.
Yeah, 100% just try. Yeah. But hey, I mean, you got to try at least, right?
Well, we'll see. We'll see. I mean, I'm excited. I'm excited to get back to it. I'm excited to see on how we do getting back into the idea of the 12 episodes at a time. I mean, it feels like a lot. But to your point, Eric, I think that towards the end there, before we left on hiatus, we were just like slamming the anime. Like we didn't even like hard focus on what was going on. We were just like talking about whatever the hell that we wanted to. It made it a little bit more fun, but it made it a little bit faster. So I think that now if we're going to try to compress this all into one, we'll be able to kind of listen in. What I also like about this is this makes our podcast more digestible if you're not watching live, which, hey, if you're not watching us live, join us on twitch.tv/IBTheFirst. You can watch us live every other week now. Every other week, you can watch us on podcasts of IBTheFirst or Cutscene. All three of us are here at Cutscene. It's great. It's super fun. Anyway, if you're not watching us live on Twitch and you're listening to us, you know, years in the future, like it's 2035, all entertainment is now illegal. And the only thing that survives is our podcast.
Are you saying that we actually are on the path to equilibrium?
Yes, 100%.
I'm learning gun kata. Hands down, I'm learning gun kata as soon as I
got my pills. But I think it'll be nice that then we'll be able to, like, you'll be able to listen to it and be like, oh, okay, here's all about this one anime. Wham, bam, you know, you can even like, you'll either come in already having your opinions on the anime and be like, oh, what do these idiots say about it? Or you'll be like, oh, this is the anime I've been interested in. Let me listen to them and see if it changes my mind, which either situation, I don't know why you would give any merit to us, but hey, we're here for it. And we're happy that you're listening. Thank you.
Yeah. And that's the thing is like three was probably, it was a good amount for us to do, you know, when we were doing it, cause we could sit there and go through. Or actually, yeah. Four. We go through and we could talk about it. It was a good, solid, like, arc structure that we had. But, man, I don't understand how people can do, like, individual episode long-ass deep breakdowns on things. It makes zero sense to me.
It's all about that angle choice.
It is. First, John Woo's creaming himself. I think that it comes down to, like, we all love to hear ourselves talk, obviously, especially Chris, freaking chatterbox. But I think that we don't love hearing ourselves talk that much, maybe, is the only thing I can imagine. That's it. Because I could not, like, two-factor to me, and this is just maybe my opinion, but it, like, I obviously like anime, like you guys do, and there's some anime that I really do like. There's a few anime that I've actually watched multiple times. And even with those, like, let's say Cowboy Bebop. We can all agree Cowboy Bebop, fantastic anime, well worth it multiple times. Well worth watching multiple times.
Which actually I am right now with Ronan.
I think that's why I was at the top of it. But I don't think I could sit there and be like, hey, every week we're just going to watch one episode and like minute by minute talk it all the way through. I don't know. That's just not me.
Yeah, like how can you spread out a 22-minute episode into an hour?
Because what did Spike mean when he said bang? Like, what did he mean?
He meant,
let's do a deep bang. Dive on word
we're all dead. We're all dead. Yeah, that's exactly what he meant. He meant bang.
I meant, see you, space cowboy. That's all.
Where was the origin of him saying bang?
Yeah, I know, right? Where did bang come from?
When did he learn the word bang?
I only know of one thing that bang could have come from, and that's your mom.
Hey-o! No.
Anyway.
So super fun. All right, so obviously that's our format going forward and what we're planning on doing. But what's also really kind of cool is that we kind of came in here not really choosing what's going to be our first anime. I picked a few that I haven't seen yet and I know absolutely nothing about. Eric, Chris, did either of you guys pick anything else, or do we want to just kind of like
take over? I liked both of those options that you threw out. But I think I'm leaning towards option one.
Okay, I kind of am too. Eric or Chris, do you guys want to read the I don't know what's it called when it's like describing what the anime is when you're reading it? God, what is
the description?
Yeah, I'm so out of it. I'm so out of it. God, I moved to Oregon. I'm just high as fuck all the time. Jesus.
Oh man.
Synopsis.
No, synopsis. Thank you. Yeah, the synopsis. The like thing up in the
synopsis front, would be like the full breakdown. Either way. Right now I'm trying to find it. I can't pull up things as easy as you guys can. But the one that we're talking about though is dear friend Nokotan. I don't think it's spelled the way that you typed it in here.
No, it's not. It's D-E-E-R because
yeah, okay, that's what deer. I thought. Because she's a deer. but dear girl and yes, she's crazy.
Dear girl. Most likely. Well,
from what I remember, it's that the guy finds her in the power lines, and rescues her, and then the next day transfers to her school, and she starts pulling him into all of her antics. I think that I just basically said what the synopsis said on Crunchyroll.
I have the synopsis from Wikipedia.
All right, go for it.
From Wikipedia, let's get the Wikipedia one.
Taraka Koshi, a second year at Hinominami High School, maintains a perfect student image to hide her delinquent past. Her life turns chaotic when she meets Noko Shinakano, a transfer student who is actually a reindeer in human form. Reluctantly, Tarako becomes Noko's guide to human life and leads the newly formed deer club. Nicknamed Koshitan Noko, Tarako struggles to balance her model student facade with the club's bizarre and psychotic activities. The unlikely friendship challenges Tarako's carefully constructed identity and cripples her sanity, which often leads to comical situations as she navigates school life with a deer girl in tow.
Wow. Okay. So that is my dear friend Nokotan, which sounds ridiculous. And I feel like we'll either absolutely love or absolutely hate. There's no real way around that. We thought we were gonna love a lot of anime that we watched on this podcast in the past, and there's been a lot that have just like shat us in the face. And I did say shat us in the face. The other one that we're looking at is Headhunter to Another World, From Salaryman to Big Four. In an alternate fantasy world, the Demon King reigns with a formidable army led by his four heavenly kings. One happens to be Uchimaru Denosuke, a normally salaried man, unexpectedly plucked from mundane life by the Demon King himself. But even with his new realm, Uchimaru is bestowed with no particular powers. Can he survive treacherous missions with only the knowledge of an office worker? Each sounds just ridiculous to me.
Okay, actually, Can you survive with only the knowledge of an office worker? I think the saga of Tanya the Evil has proved yes. Yes, you can.
Yes, you can.
It depends on how much Excel spreadsheets are used in this new world. Because I'm a demon in the sheep.
I'm a demon in these sheets.
Oh, man.
Oh baby, more spread your sheet.
I mean, I think these are both great candidates that we'll watch, obviously, both over the next couple of months. But I think it's just going to be a matter of whichever one we want to watch first. Both sound equally ridiculous to me.
Apparently, my dear friend Nokotan, that anime fucks, according to chat. This anime fucks.
Okay. I don't know if that's good or not about being a reindeer girl, but sure.
No, it's good. It's good. Let me translate that for you, old man Jason. It's good. Oh, no, wait. Chad's saying the other one, Salaryman.
Oh, Salaryman.
To Big Four.
Okay.
That one.
Well, they both look ridiculous to me. I think that it'd be a fun adventure no matter what we kind of do. So what do you guys think? I mean, this is all kind of like our episode 0.01, not even like a real episode. This is us just like planning out what the fuck we're going to be doing.
Well, is Salaryman to the Big Four, like, do we have a complete season for that yet?
I don't
know. It's still going.
So. 8 to 8. Yeah, I think it's still brand new.
No, but we got like 4 weeks.
Yeah, we got 4 weeks.
Well,
there's hang four on. Episodes, that's 4 weeks.
Hang on, we got to look at how many episodes are left.
They're on episode 8 right now. I'm looking at it right now.
Okay, there's 8 episodes, so we should oh, get
just came out today.
Oh Jesus! So we can't do.
We'll be right down to it.
Yeah, we're all watching it. We're all watching it like 15 minutes before the podcast airs.
Dude, that sounds actually legit. I mean, I can't imagine a more like up to the minute time we could do it. Now, obviously, we could probably just do this one second. Do Nanako-tan or whatever it is first. That way we give ourselves some time.
I think that's the best way to do it so that we're not rushing. I think we do my dear friend Nokotan.
Well, chat's got me excited for Salaryman. I bet it's going to be insane.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. The animation looks way better than some of the other shit with the super long titles that you get. So... Yeah. Right there already. I mean, and of course there's fan service in it. Like you can just see from the thumbnails. The first three thumbnails have a red-headed elf with giant tits in a... It's not even a halter top. It's literally she's just in a sports bra.
I mean, isn't that just what the isekais have become anyway? So
you're not wrong. Oh, every episode is fan service.
Oh God. Okay.
Okay. Well, so that's why it fucks. Okay, I forgot.
There you go.
I forgot
that makes way more sense.
I forgot who's giving us this recommendation. Okay. Yeah. So we're gonna watch my dear friend Nokotan.
Okay. All right. Sweet. So.
Nokotan.
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 Nokotan. Nokotan. Nokotan.
Nokotan.
Dear friend. D E R.
Yeah, make sure that when you're looking it up, you spell it right.
It's dear, D-E-R. Dear, dear friend.
Yeah. Which I remember when this one came out and I sat there and I'm like, man, this looks dumb. I should watch it. Sure as shit. What dumb anime are we going to be watching this time? My dear friend, Nokotan.
What better way to bring ourselves back than watching some bullshit anime? Because that is what this is all about, in my opinion. Like, we could watch gold all the time that we want to, but when you get the real trash... Because when we have a good anime, you can tell. Like, the three of us just kind of sit there and be like, this is good. I liked it. I would like to watch more of it, but we can't because there's no more. Yeah, I liked it too. And it's boring. It's bullshit. It's like... We just complain nonstop, and it's fun.
It feels kind of masturbatory when you're just sitting there talking about what was so great about the anime. Like, oh my God, and then you say the same things over and over again. Whereas things that you hate about this, there are very much a long list of individual things that you hate about an anime that you will point out and talk about. Oh, man. Yeah, it's going to be great.
Dope. I'm looking forward to it. I think it'll be fun. I'm looking forward to this new format. You know, before we kind of like start wrapping it up, because I know we wanted to keep it kind of short here as our first intro back. Chris, you weren't on the IBF First podcast with us. Do you have anything that you want to bring up or talk about with that you've been gone with your last year or so? Not to put you on the spot too much.
Well, I mean, kind of moved a couple times, about to move again, so. New job. Craziness.
Got fancy new job and everything.
Mm-hmm. One that sends me to cold, cold places called Buffalo.
Yes. Oh, man. So cold there. What? You're going again.
Yeah, and in a couple weeks.
It's still cold as fuck out there. So, so who knows what that's going to be like. Oh, yeah. And then, of course, next week, it's going to be like mid 80s. And I saw one day it's going to hit 88 here.
Holy and I'm like, fuck.
No.
Nuts to that.
So, yeah. Jason, I'm going to enjoy this weekend.
Heck yeah. I'm going to enjoy it too. It's going to be gorgeous up here.
Yeah.
And then you'll be here. Yay. We'll be cuddling. Yay. It'll be fun.
It's only going to be gorgeous up there because I'm going to be up there. Oh man, yeah, I get to go to Oregon this weekend and hang out and have a nice long weekend. Jason and Sarah and the puppy and the kitty. Oh,
on the coast.
On the coast. Yeah, it will be good. And lots of drinking too.
Oh, there's gonna be so
what
much.
You told me.
There's gonna like, be
so how much. Long is this list that you told me about?
So there's the Chamber of Commerce has a beer trail. Like this is sponsored by the Chamber of Commerce, and they have a beer trail of 12 different locations across 10 different breweries that you have to go in and get a drink from before they give you a free glass.
Wait. 12 locations across 10 breweries?
Yeah, because there's a couple locations that are like tap rooms.
Oh, okay. So it's 10 breweries and like 2 tap rooms. Gotcha. Okay.
Yeah.
I thought you were saying like they're going to have like a second one inside of the brewery or something like that. And we have to go over there and be like, oh, yeah, my son brews beer too. I guess you have to drink his. He's off on the side though. So like, but you have to go outside. We gave him this little window. It's kind of like a drive-through that you can just go up to. He's only got the one tap though, because we only allow him one line.
There is a place here that feels like that. You joke, but I mean, there is a place that feels like that here.
Oh, I can't wait! That's gonna be so much fun. Oh man,
we gotta go to Teddy's basement and enjoy one of his home beers,
dude. That's it. We're gonna start a brewery, and it's gonna be whatever's basement. We'll make up like some random guy's name. It'll be Jeff's basement, and that's where you'll go. And every time everyone will walk in and be like, "Oh yeah, I know Jeff. Can you hook me up?" We're like, "You don't know Jeff." Like, "Yeah, no, I know Jeff." Oh yeah. Which one of us is Jeff?
We all need to change our name to Jeff.
No, I know.
Like, no, we can't. We can't, because that's the best part, is he'll sit there and he'll look at the three of us, and they'll either go, ah, shit, and then run, or they'll be sitting there and be like, you're Jeff. No, I'm Jason. You're Jeff. No, I'm Chris. You're Jeff.
No, you have Jeff, J-E-F-F. You have Jeff, J-E-O-F-F. You have...
I am not going to be G-off. I will not be G-off. No fucking way will I be G-off.
You got some G-off vibes. Yep.
I knew a G-off. Actually, I knew 2 G-offs. And they both were
G-offs.
Oregon,
man. This is Oregon. G-off would be the first name people would think of.
Oh, man. Okay. I think it's time that we wrap things up.
Or it could be Frank.
It could be Frank. Oh, Frank's basement. Frank. We kind of have to do Frank's like basement.
Yeah.
Yeah, that does have to kind of do it. All right. Well, thanks a lot, everybody.
Only one person can say they know Frank.
Oh, true. There's only one person that could say that they know Frank. No, actually, there's multiples. Sean could say he knows Frank, too.
That's true.
All right. Thanks a lot, everybody, for joining us for the podcast. Like we said, we're going to be back in a month. So make sure that you watch My Dear Friend Nokotan on Crunchyroll, or, well, I guess, really, it's kind of just Crunchyroll now.
Yeah, I know. Like, there's not even any competition. Like, that's a big change that's gone through.
There's Netflix.
Anime news. That's what we should have done. Fuck, whatever. We'll talk about it next week or next month.
Yeah. Oh, and just make sure that you're watching Solo Leveling Season 2, everybody. All right. Thanks a lot, everybody. And we will see you guys in a month. Bye-bye.
Yep.
Bye. Yay. Look for your dad. Thank you.